DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
They're back, cocked and loaded. Saturday, June 15th, doors open at 5 p.m. Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, Montgomery. 38 special. Come party to a rockin' legacy that spans over four decades. 38 special. Tickets are $10 at the door. Brought to you by Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, Montgomery.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The intense heat is still around, at least for now. Sunshine, hot and dry today. 96 would tie a record from 1962 if we get there. Tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another hot day with a high around 94. Good bit of sunshine. Maybe for the lucky communities, an isolated late day evening shower or storm. Most of us stay dry. A better chance of some scattered spotty storms roaming around on Friday. And widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures back to the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is a public health minute. Many of the items you use every day contain more germs than a toilet seat. Take precautions when using the following.
Kitchen sponges. Stop cleaning your toilet seat with the kitchen sponge. You're infecting the toilet seat.
Cell phones. The next time you drop your cell phone in the toilet, remember to thoroughly clean the toilet.
Your refrigerator has more germs than a toilet seat. All food should now be stored in the toilet.
Ride-sharing vehicles. To avoid exposure to germs, when you wish to to go somewhere, go to the bathroom.
And finally, your credit card has more germs than a toilet seat. To avoid a dangerous health risk in the checkout line, please insert or swipe your toilet seat.
This has been a Public Health Minute. Next time, we'll learn about germs in your mouth versus germs in your dog's mouth and all the things you should be licking.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Yeah, like Jerry Nadler, licking Mueller's behind. Piece of...
hysterical!
Yeah, I am. It's Happy Hour. It's Talk 93.1 FM WACB. I'm Greg.
Joey.
He's here. And...
and here they are.
Lena Duncan, Jack Tomlinson going to be joining us. Jebra.
Please clap.
So it's 307. So today, I guess maybe it was the hounding from the media, the nonstop screech from the left, his rejection at D.C. cocktail parties. Mueller has to come out and make a statement that said what today, basically? Nothing. You know, he does not want to appear in front of that congressional committee on a subpoena because it won't be just a-hole Nadler asking questions. He doesn't want Jim Jordan's teeth sinking into his throat or Mark Meadows and some of the others. He doesn't want to have to answer under oath questions like, when did you know there was no collusion? At what point in this investigation did you find out there was no collusion? He doesn't want to have to answer those questions. So he comes out today, and I don't know if he was trying to mollify the people that have been after him because he didn't give them what they wanted, which is impeach the ever. So the theater continues, and when Barr gets around to perp walking some of the real colluders, maybe even Clinton and Obama, I think that's dreaming a little bit, but this has got to stop. It's been so one-sided. He built a committee, spent $30 million, built a committee primarily with Clinton donors, Clinton's lawyer. There wasn't a Republican or a conservative anywhere near the Mueller committee, and they still couldn't come back with anything. It was just, and they knew they weren't going to get it. It was just for showing, like that hanky where it's for showing, not blowing. So... I'm so over it. I want news that gets around to dealing with the people we know. That's speculating. Who abused the FISA court? Apparently, one of those FISA judges was an Obama appointee. Maybe he's in trouble for signing off on a warrant to spy on Trump based on information that was paid for. So, nothing real. Trump's polling with Rasmussen was down a couple of points. We'll see it bounce back. I think by the time next year rolls around, we'll see a very damaged Democratic Party fighting for its life. And we're here to welcome Duncan Tomlinson, but so far only Jay Quellen.
Jay Quellen.
Yeah, she's here.
Dana's not going to be able to make it today. I know. She had a very unexpected conflict that came up, and so I'm so low.
You have to take a mental snapshot and relay to Dana the face. Greg
oh, I will. She is listening. She's listening. She's traveling, so she's going to be listening, but she unfortunately couldn't get out of this conflict.
Probably on her phone looking at Mimi's things.
Greg. I hope she's not looking at Mimi's while she's driving, but yes, she should be listening, and I told her if she felt inclined, she could always call in and chat with us.
Well, Greg, the face you made was quite similar to the face Bailey made.
It's pretty pitiful.
I ate the hamburger right in front of the Bailey dog's face.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not giving you red meat.
Why?
I'm giving grilled chicken, so I'm not giving a dog red meat.
Our sweet resident Bailey. Veterinary expert, Dr. Kate Armstrong, strongly advocated, says if you're going to give your dog anything that's from the table,
mm-hmm.
make sure A, it's not breaded, no red meat, no sausage, none of that stuff, but chicken or turkey.
Like, so the white meats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be racist here, but so that's why every Sunday I go to Food Outlet. I'll show you. I'll show you from my own camera here.
Oh, goodness.
It's very fascinating.
I send this a photograph like
Whoa,
this.
Oh, okay.
It's called a Baileygram.
The Baileygram of the chicken.
Yeah.
The boneless chicken breasts.
Knowing that she's going to want to know when she comes back to work on Monday that there'll be chickens for her.
Now, I have sat here in the morning and seen Rich give her, like, he, like, portions it out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She knows when she's going to get it.
That's correct. She's, and she's good. She doesn't, now, on mornings like when I bring in Kaneka sausage and eggs and all that.
Yeah.
She'll hang around me because there's something about the smell of sausage that attracts a dog. She just, even just a hint of it. You know, you got to handle it. You got to prepare the food. So that, but I can't give it to her. But she sometimes, when people bring that scent up here, sometimes she'll growl.
Like, oh, yeah.
I want some, you're holding back here. Hell with this chicken. I want some of that Kaneka.
You should make us some BT sandwiches. You can leave the lettuce at home. I'm not a rabbit. Bacon, tomato, a little bit of mayo.
I've had one of his BLTs.
Yeah.
I said, you know, hold the mayo. I'm not a mayo fan.
Oh, no.
I know, I know.
I'm so sorry.
But it was delicious.
I don't put mayo on BLT. I put Miracle Whip.
See, I'm not a fan of the Miracle Whip either. And
yeah,
there's a difference. There's a difference.
Oh, there is.
But I'm not a, Nope.
I'm a big Miracle Whip person. I put it in tuna salad. Yeah, it's got a little tang to it.
It's got a little something to it.
Well, that's our show.
Thanks for tuning in.
Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip? That's the question.
Oh, goodness. The phone will blow up.
You must buy the margarine, too, where you have to put the yellow food coloring in there.
Oof. I do not buy margarine.
No.
Margarine, I had an expert on my show many years ago on WLS, and he said, you know what that is? He says, that's colored motor oil.
Yeah.
Colored and flavored motor oil. He says you can
really?
Put margarine in the trunk of your car for a year, and it won't spoil because it's non-dairy product.
It is very cheap, though.
So
that's
you're,
the, well, that's
it's not that much cheaper than butter anymore.
I've seen it at Food Outlet. It's like an old tub of the thing for a dollar.
Well, yeah, some of those are like, here's
and
butter.
The butter's like
here's
two
butter
or three
flavored
bucks,
lard. Yeah, that's cheap. No, if margarine's your thing, but it, you know, butter is an all natural.
Oh, it's good
product, so it's better for you. And I don't believe this nonsense that dairy is deadly and all that. I drink whole milk. I don't drink 2%.
I drink whole milk as well. Good for the bones.
In fact, I tilted my head back and took a big chug-a-lug out of the gallon before I left for work.
Are you the type that drinks whole milk right before bed?
No.
Okay.
No, we don't drink milk before bed.
Oh, well, you share a bed. No, I forgot.
Well, I think there's one piece of business we should get out of the way quickly today, because we are going to Baumhauer's tonight.
Oh, yes.
And where did I put this? It's the old conundrum, man.
You can go to Liners and just hit B and find it.
No, I got it.
Comes now happy hour with Greg Budell, and here commands caller number 9 to call right now with the Baumhauer's winning word of the day or suffer appropriate sanctions for contempt. Well, and here I am.
I like that, yeah. 272-9228. We do it early. And tonight after the show, of course, we'll be heading over to Baumhauer's Victory Grill for our Wednesday night gathering. I got a note from somebody today saying, I'm going to get there one of these days. Please do. Nobody bites. It's a very casual group. And we will make sure that you are feel welcome and fit right in. LaDonna Brooks is our mistress of ceremonies. And she is just great at getting people introduced and feeling comfortable. So let's pull out the happy contest music. Isn't that good? But it works for a winning moment. All right. You are caller 1. Thanks for trying. Call right back. Caller 2. Try again. Caller 3. Call us right back. You are caller 4. Call us right back. And caller 5. You got a chance. Redial immediately. Here's caller 6. This is caller 7. Caller 8. This is the, I know. I hate to tell people this.
Guaranteed loser.
And who are you?
Randy.
Randy, can you give me today's Baumhauer's winning word?
Sauces.
Yeah!
Sauces, the winning word of the day today. Sauces at Baumhauer's are second to none. Original recipe sauces, sauces that take great food and take it to the next level.
Like oh, yeah.
The Thai Sweet Barbecue. And, you know, I don't do this deliberately. Well, I may target a table where I see like a basket of sweet potato fries and get some Thai sweet.
Oh, okay.
And have one or two, but only one.
But you're
or
not
two.
A you're not a boucher or anything.
No, I am not a in South Florida, and Jay Quillen can tell you this. The word is schnorr. Schnorrs are people that. Hang on, by the way, so you can talk to Joey and get your lunch for today. That's redeemable, by the way, unlike me. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard of the One Downtown at 201 Union, where you can park in climate-controlled comfort and enjoy lunch between 11 and 2. This is probably around the time you were born.
Ooh.
In the 80s, almost every Saturday or Sunday, I was at one new real estate grand opening or another because mm-hmm. everybody was, you know, Florida was building out. And we did this one in Coconut Creek.
That's where my parents live.
Well, there's a development. It's right off Sample Road, I'm pretty sure, called Key West Condos or something.
If you wouldn't have said that, I would have been able to tell you. Okay, keep going.
So it's a Sunday, and we had a Winnebago motorhome that RKO Radio rebuilt into a mobile studio. I mean, a studio with everything you see right here, all the music.
Coco Bay? Was that it?
That could have been it.
Okay, I think
could have
been that's it. Right
Coco
off.
Coco Bay, yeah. It was designed to have a Key West yeah. look to it. So come out and see us at Coco Bay. We're going to be there from noon to 3 on Sunday. Free burgers and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. Well, we pull up the Winnebago. We had a 60-foot mast antenna that came out of the hood of the Winnebago to broadcast live. I mean, it was a replicate radio station to the smallest detail. Everything that was in the real studio was in the same. It was amazing.
Hmm.
And we did a live broadcast. And not long after 12 o'clock, the first of many buses pulled up. And the schnorrs came out.
Mm-hmm.
Word got around to some of the condo commandos in Boca. Free. That's the word they heard.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I've heard this story.
And we had set up a real grill that was about, you know, like six grills long. It was all charcoal. And we were grilling live. And about a half hour into it, we had already run out of meat. We didn't think people were
going to.
And they kept coming and mm-hmm. coming. The sales rep for this thing went to every Publix and Winn-Dixie and bought out all of their ground beef. And they were spanking their patties, you know, to get them on the grill continuously. It was amazing. Bags and bags of buns, tubs of ketchup. And we went through over 1,000 hamburgers.
Oh, my goodness.
And guess how many units they sold that day?
None.
Oh! Zero. Not one.
What was the phrase you kept hearing? I want.
I want, I want, I want. I need, I need, I need. Gimme, 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 gimme. Hmm. That was
sounds
it.
Sounds about right.
I almost got killed on near the Port of Miami at the tip of South Beach where we were welcoming what at the time was this amazing new cruise ship, another one of the fun ship, Carnival.
I was going to say, was it the Sea Escape?
No, that was the one that went out for...
From Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, yeah. No, I did that too. That's where I invented frozen turkey bowling.
Ah.
So, again, free t-shirts, right? The ship comes in. It's spectacular. They got tugboats with fire hoses spraying mm-hmm. over it. It's quite the sight. Capitalism at its best. I get on the microphone and say, okay, if you would like a t-shirt, and those are the last words I spoke. This horde, over 1,500, 2,000, starts pressing me. And I'm starting to think, Who concert in Cincinnati, which hadn't been too many years before, where people were literally crushed.
Wow.
Against the gate trying to get into
People are crazy when they hear free.
And arms outstretched, you know, with inches of crepey, wrinkled fat. I want, I need, gimme. We had boxes of these things, and finally, it was the only time I ever used naughty language in public. And I announced to the crowd, move the back, or nobody's getting a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, there were cops there, and I'm saying, protect me. This could get out of control.
Yeah,
we could have had the great t-shirt, right? And I'm thinking, that's just what I need. There was another thing in Florida, too. You want to hear this stuff?
Of course.
Do our listeners want to hear this?
No, you were just
you were telling me a few minutes ago that you get complaints from, he's not talking about the Mueller report. Or he's not talking about Jerry Nadler.
Yeah, but that's not when you're talking about owners being killed by a horde of geriatrics.
I want. I need.
Gimme. This wasn't one of those kind of situations. We had a contest called Heavy Horsepower.
Oh, my.
And we qualified people over a period of time, and everybody won a key. The key would be used to try and turn on a 66 Mustang. Gorgeous, you know. Mm. They had, I forget, the maximum engine size of 3.
What color was it?
Black.
Ooh.
And it looked like brand new on the inside.
I was going to say red. Everybody wants a red one.
I like that.
Now, you could take the collector's Mustang, or you could take a brand new one if you had the winning key. So we did everything right. We had a party for all 180 qualifiers at the Hard Rock Cafe down in wherever, Bay of Miami. And everybody's getting free food and free beverages. And then finally, it's time at 7:30. It's a nighttime thing to see who's going to win this car. So I'm in the passenger seat of the car with a microphone that's feeding the crowd. First person gets in, nothing happens. Second person, third person. Fourth guy gets in, and the car turns on. We've got a winner. Then our promotions director made a fatal mistake. She said, tell the crowd that if they have a key, they're still entitled to give it a try.
No.
Uh-oh.
The very next person that got in the car turned it on. The person after that. Well, now we got a problem.
How is that even a thing?
The opinion that was rendered by a professional locksmith was that the first guy that turned the car on, he's a former New York City cop, had a metal bar hidden along the length of his middle finger that you could easily conceal while you're sticking a key in, and broke the ignition and got the car to turn on. Now, if we had just stopped there, he would have won the car. There would have been no problem. We have gone from this fantastic party to the verge of riot.
Because now you have 180 people there that want to try their keys.
And they're looking at me like it's my fault. And I said, folks, we've got to pause the contest.
Oh, my God.
This was on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of uncomfortability, about a 90. And
this is why there's disclaimers now, people.
Yeah. And now we got now we got a problem.
You told me I was going to win a car, funny man.
Well, the way they had to call lawyers in on this and everything else, and they said, we got to redo it. The first guy, the rule said the first person to turn the car on wins it. So even though we were certain he cheated,
he had to win by default.
He got a car. And then we had to redo a second giveaway at the dealership that was providing the vehicle. We got stuck spending 16 grand for another car.
Once you hit a certain price point, price value or actual money giveaway, you fall under like lottery rules and all sorts of laws, right?
I don't know about that. All I know is that I am convinced that everybody, and all, you know, most of the keys had no cuts or anything. They were just like keys. But they all want to turn that car in. And no radio station in America makes enough money to give away 180 Mustangs.
No. Did he choose the classic or...
No, he took the new one.
Oh, what a stupid
decision. I know. Why wouldn't you take the classic?
I know. More valuable.
Probably because...
And anybody can go buy a new one whenever you want. Like, right. Why wouldn't you just...
Well, his plan was to take it, sell it, pocket the money, and pay the taxes. That's what his plan was.
Because he could have made more with the classic Mustang.
I know. Why wouldn't you take the classic?
Not then.
Wow.
I had all that explained to me, but when we redid the contest, all the people that were in the first one had to come back or send a delegate if they couldn't, and they had a professional locksmith sitting in the passenger seat instead of me.
Wait, and what year is this again?
94.
Oh, the 90s Mustangs were ugly as hell.
Well,
I don't mind the 80s Fox body Mustangs. Those things are cool.
All I'm saying is, I want, I need, gimme, almost got me killed.
Yeah, man.
Wow. And now you know the rest of the story.
This is why when I'm offered, hey, Joey, you want to go MC? No.
No, I don't.
No, I'm good.
That was... just so horribly. And here's the other part of it. These are people who have been my listeners and fans for many years.
Yeah.
And to see them turn ugly at me like that, like it was my fault, like I had, done
something. But I'm sure you understood where they were coming from, too.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, because once the second person started it, everybody started coming towards the car. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I didn't get killed on South Beach. I survived to get killed here at the Hard Rock Cafe.
The bus didn't kill me.
It was
the truck didn't crush me against the wall just enough to kill me. The rollerblading messed with my sciatica, but it didn't kill me.
Well, I hope you guys found that interesting.
Boring! All right, the alcohol didn't kill me. Like, everything didn't kill me, but this angry mob.
The angry mob.
And for a long time, I thought... my COD on that certificate at the end, women would have been put in that blank.
That's actually pretty accurate.
But I don't
we've heard those stories.
We could tell those all day. If you don't want to talk about the this Mueller insanity and the rest of it, well, we have lots of us.
The news isn't new, folks.
No, I didn't think anything was said differently that we hadn't already heard this morning.
Oh, well, they want to make clear that you understand that Russia interfered with the election in 2016.
Right. Like,
who was president then?
Was it Ford?
Yeah. Where was our president?
No, Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, we may as well have had Millard Fillmore. There were rumors about him, too.
Oh, really? There were?
Oh, yeah.
I did a big report on him in, like, fifth grade. I don't know what you're talking about.
While you're getting that call, let me remind everybody, we've got a paint store just north. In fact, the sign going northbound says, salt and pepper do not change the taste of your words. I love John Lee Paints for many reasons, but that sign always makes me think. Inside, if you're doing any exterior painting, whether you're doing or you're hiring a pro, insist that they use John Lee's own brand. It's called Solar Proof. It is mildew resistant. It does not require a primer coat. It's just a great paint that is designed to meet the climate that it's going to face during a long Alabama summer. And you don't have to worry about little fuzzy black areas cropping up where mildew tends to build. This paint, I don't know how it defeats it, but it does. It's got the John Lee name on the label. Inside, Richard's paint for interior painting. That, too, is a paint that's guaranteed to leave a rich finish that will give you the professional result if you do it yourself. And, of course, there's other things to consider along the way, too. For example, what about the surface I'm painting? What kind of brush is going to work best in this scenario? They can help you with that at John Lee Paints. How to patch a hole and so forth in case you have a temper outburst and throw a door into a wall and make a big hole. I know a talk host that did that once. They can give you all the advice you need so you get the professional outcome if you let me. Because my mother liked to do her own painting. It was very therapeutic for her. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. When you stop by, everybody in there, this is what they live and breathe. Painting and interior colors. They've got consultants on hand. If you need some help on what color to choose for a certain room, bring a photo with you. That always helps. So they can help you make just the right choice. So John Lee Paints. Tell Charles Bubba Turner. You heard about him here. All right, Tom is our caller. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Craig? And Joey?
Hi.
Joey's the man. Hey, I was going to ask you guys, I called in this morning, and asked a question to Ben about a week or so ago. He was saying that about UFOs and stuff, and it popped up the other day. I haven't seen it yet on the news, but a friend of mine was telling me if I've seen it about some UFOs that they had spotted, and I didn't know if you guys had seen it. It was on the news a day or two ago.
Yeah, it's actually a night vision image of a UFO taken from an aircraft carrier, I believe in 2004. An oblong object that obviously did maneuvers that were not... suddenly they seem to be opening up about this.
Yes, it's never had been on the news, but this happened just recently. Jets or something that they seen, and they were just hovering and right in front of them, and they just come out and sent it to the press. I don't know if it was a jetliner with people in it, or I hadn't seen it yet. I've been watching the news to try to catch up on it. But I was just wondering, do you guys, but I think that they're out there. I think they could be something in a universe this big besides us just living.
I think it would be awfully arrogant to think that we're the only thing in the universe so vast that we really can't comprehend its vastness.
But I wanted to know what Joey thought.
I agree completely with what Greg just said. I think given how vast not just the universe or galaxy alone is, and they're discovering more and more planets within the so-called Goldilocks zone.
Do you ever watch that Ancient Aliens and stuff?
This event you're talking about occurred between 2014 and 15. Navy pilots reported to their superiors that they could reach 30,000 feet in hypersonic speed.
I don't know. I just think there is something else out there besides just us. I believe in heaven and hell, and Jesus died for our sins on the cross. But I think there's something else out there, also.
Well, I think when you have, top-notch, top-gun pilots, and thanks for the call, Tom. We're actually going to go into this a little deeper tomorrow with Terry Adams, unless you want to talk about UFOs.
I don't think I'm qualified.
Have you ever seen one?
I have not.
I think I saw one once.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
You don't have to hear the story.
Where do you think... was this in the 80s?
No, it was the 70s.
Oh, oh, even better.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, it was weird. It was...
I don't know.
What's new with you?
Not much. No UFO sightings in my world.
How's the boy? How's Steven?
He's perfect.
Of course.
We just went to South Florida this past weekend.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And we had a great time. We went to a crawfish boil in my neighborhood. He ate some frog legs. I'll show you some pictures. Took him to Flamingo Gardens. I know. I wasn't going to bring it up, but we did.
No. Look.
I know, but...
I'm telling you, I'm giving you the power of attorney.
We did Flamingo Gardens.
I would want you to sneak in there at night and dump my ashes.
Okay, I'll do that for you.
Along the path where I walked Janelle to the altar.
I saw that path, and I even mentioned to my mom. I brought it up. I said, this is where Greg's daughter got married.
And you know what? Nobody can take away how happy I was that day and how great it was to make that walk.
And it was a great little area. But yeah, they have a dinosaur exhibit down there with life-size dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So my son is currently obsessed with dinosaurs.
Oh, and we'll be. Goose went through that phase. Yeah. There used to be a place on Federal Highway in Hollywood that had a motion, it was very authentic too, motion activated, a couple of them, a T-Rex and a brontosaurus. I don't know where those things were moved, but that museum closed.
They have an exhibit that travels. There's one that comes here in Montgomery, I think it's in August, where they turn the Renaissance Convention Center into like a dinosaur exhibit. We'll probably take him this year. I just don't know if he's old. I just want him to get scared. So we're going to probably try that out, but everything's good. No complaints.
If you want to take a curious young man, take
Joey.
Yeah, I bet he would love that.
I'm actually curious. Ran into the Joey at Target a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you had were the with family. The little one.
I know, I had the
and
little
he waved bye.
Yeah, he says bye-bye. He's precious. We're going to the beach this weekend.
Precious, so is
Joey.
Oh, stop it.
It is 3:36. We're going to take our first look at the roads. Rich's forecast. I don't know if we broke any records today, but we'll find out probably around 4.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through the 3 o'clock hour, and traffic looks pretty good out there this afternoon. The boulevard doesn't have any big issues. Everybody's moving along pretty well there. If you're on the interstates, the traffic is up at a speed limit ride both on I-65 and on I-85, and we don't have any big problems on the 31s. Now, we do have an accident to tell you about. It's been working for a little while. It's on Ann Street in front of Lee High School, so be careful there. Be careful and get where you're going safely this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma Double Cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, just sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our early May heat wave continues. Tonight, mostly clear. We're still dry. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, not quite as hot. High around 94. That's hot enough. Maybe an isolated late-day shower or thunderstorm for some lucky community, but I think most of us stay dry. Then a better chance of some spotty storms here and there roaming around on Friday, and widely scattered storms both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Rosa Parks and Helen Keller are soon going to have statues on the grounds of the state capitol. Governor Ivey signed legislation today creating a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place the statues on the capitol grounds. Parks was arrested on December 1, 1955, for refusing to give up her seat on a segregated Montgomery City bus to a white passenger. Her arrest helped spark the Montgomery bus boycott and the civil rights movement. Keller, who was born both deaf and blind in Tuscumbia, Alabama, became a world-famous author and activist. Planned Parenthood and the Poor People's Campaign says they will protest Alabama's new abortion ban every Tuesday. They say being pro-life is more than just stopping abortions, but also the executions of prisoners, providing livable wages for people of Alabama, and providing care for the homeless. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
When I needed to hire, I had to post my jobs to lots of job boards in hopes of getting a few great candidates. I'd get a bunch of applicants, but most weren't right for my job. It was like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.com/work and tried ZipRecruiter for free. Hiring is so much easier now. I post my jobs, and with one click, ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology sends them to over 100 top job boards and finds the right candidates for me, fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds what I'm looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Gotta go to work, running out of ambition. It's a medical condition. I'm so burned out here on this morning drive. Gonna be late and I'm so tired. Any day I might get fired. I'm burning out from my job. It's 9 to 5. Burned out 9 to 5. Really needing a vacation. Feel like I could die. And I'm running out of patience. I am gonna cry. My job is making me panic. And I really want to jump in front of traffic. 9 to 5. I'd like some medication. I
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV is 344. Our Wednesday guest is Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. And I just got a note from, I want to give him credit, okay? It was a Facebook note who said, F the Mueller report, let's hear the Florida stories. Thank you, Chris.
Well, there's a lot of Florida stories, I'll give him that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is what you get for reading your phone.
Well, I got that piece of good news, then I got the sad news.
What?
Eddie Bader can't come to Baumhauer's tonight. He's, you know what he's doing? He's working with a client.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Flicks us off his finger like a booger so he can do his job. How do you like that? And... of course, Dana Delk is not here because she's doing the same thing, working.
Yeah, she's got a conflict, but, you know, it's what happens.
Look, you guys can stop by anytime.
Well, we appreciate that.
But speaking of Florida stories, this has gotten some play. Coral Springs, not far from...
No, not far from Coconut Creek where my parents live.
A 52-year-old man had gone to the bathroom early Sunday morning when he lifted the toilet seat. A 4-foot snake rose up and bit him.
Nope, See, but the thing is like, this wouldn't happen to me. Because as odd as it sounds, not to get too personal, I specifically look every time I get ready to go to the bathroom. Because I've heard a story about this when I was younger, and it is... a fear of mine that there will be a snake in the toilet. So whether I'm at home or anywhere else, I always look. It is a genuine concern of mine.
Oh, wow.
Is this your open confession that you're a slitherphobe?
I'm a slitherphobe.
That, I tell you.
I do not like snakes. I don't want anything. I don't like big worms. I don't want anything to do with it. No.
Coral Springs, by the way, is not a trailer park or out in the woods. It's one of the biggest and most developed cities.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's...
I'm sure I did a few grand openings in Coral Springs, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's a nice area. And but I mean, you have to remember though, anytime you go west from the beach in Florida, you hit the Everglades. So you have things that live out there. That's why people get alligators in their pool and turtles in their pool.
Well, they're actually now, because I have to predate everything I say. But I do remember when alligators were an endangered species and they were protected. And now they have to openly hunt them because they are so out of control and turning up in places that are so dangerous to people. See, not all the creatures got the memo. Hey, this is now a residential area, right. So skedaddle off to the west.
Well, like I was telling you, we went to Flamingo Gardens this weekend with my parents, and they have a couple of gators there, and that they have written down where they've, you know, gotten the animals, and they were because one was kept in like somebody's house as a pet, and so it didn't grow properly, so it didn't have an area large enough, and then the other one they found during a hurricane in somebody's pool. Yeah, and I mean, I remember growing up in my grandparents' pool, they would get, you know, you had to look in the pool before you went in because they would get snakes and turtles and, you know, things.
They can also climb a small, you know, the small chain link fences.
That
those offer
they'll
no protection.
Ya.
Especially if you have a small pet in that
yard. Well, that
yard.
Lady a year ago, she was running in a park, and the gator chased her down and ate her, drug her into the water. She didn't hear it coming because she had her headphones on, and it literally chased her.
My God.
Yeah. All the time on the news down there, they always have the weirdest things, like people's pets getting snatched off the leash as they're walking them by water. You just don't, but you know better. You just don't. Open water in Florida, you don't have your dogs by.
No. Thank God there's no crime or any other things down there that can make life unlivable.
My husband makes jokes about the news down there because he's like, it's insane to me, the things that are on your news, because it's just so different than central South Alabama. I'm just used to it.
Have you noticed that stations that I actually worked on, like WPLG, Channel 10. When I was down there, every time I'm down there, that's the station I put on because that's my alma mater. And it looks like a daycare center with the anchors. They look like they're just out of high school, for crying out loud. And the girls, and again, not to be sexist here, but the emphasis isn't so much on meteorological wisdom. It's on how much cleavage can you show.
Right. How tight can your dress be?
I was watching Channel 10 one morning, and the young lady that did the forecast looked like she just put her CFM dress back on and ran to the radio station. Mm-hmm. Slightly disheveled looking, too.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not lying. It's accurate. Truth. It's not fake news.
And that used to be, that was the bastion.
Wait.
One of the greatest local news operations, even with me.
Let me get this straight. You're complaining about all the Cleveland, Ohio, and Florida weather broadcasts?
I don't think he's complaining. I think he's just pointing it out.
Yeah.
Sounded like complaining to me.
We have Debbie on the phone. Jacqueline Tomlinson is in the house. How are you, Debbie? What's up?
I'm fine. Jacqueline, your son would love the dinosaur exhibit.
Oh.
And I've taken my grandsons. It's not too scary. Okay. And they have some hands-on. They have, I don't know what they're doing now, but when I took mine, they have various different age group type things.
Oh, thank you.
And I think he'll love it. I don't think you have to worry one bit. If he's into it, he should love it.
He is obsessed with dinosaurs, and
yeah,
he just keeps saying it over and over and over again. So I think I'm going to have to take him.
Oh, yeah. And talking about the feeding the gators type thing, that's why we're having issues. I mean, I was born and raised in Florida. I'm fifth generation Floridian. And we never had an issue with gators. Except now, if you had a dog, not too close to the water or in a boat, they love dog meat now. They'd go after the dog. But when I went to visit my brother last time, I saw signs around the lake saying, don't feed gators.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. I never even thought that you should feed a gator. And my brother said, yep, they're doing it. Now the gators are associating people with food.
Yeah, I'm probably guilty of that.
They don't have a huge brain. They don't give them any ideas. I mean, you know, this is insane. People just don't think. Not a good idea.
Well, the environmentalists made sure that the gator population, that they were not made extinct, and now they've got a real issue.
Don't they, though?
That and I was, speaking of the thing in I know it's happening in the Everglades and Dade County Everglades National Park. Idiots that get these giant snakes.
Oh, the boa constrictors.
Yeah, they've released them.
Well, because they're not native, and so they don't have any natural predators. And so they're going out there and not only multiplying, but then they're eating off, you know, the other smaller predators that were keeping things at bay. And so now they're having issues where...
Big mess.
They're actually trying... They've seen a couple of... they found a couple of dead ones that have had gators in them. Like, they're trying to eat small gators, and they're... You know, the way that a snake digests its food.
That. Yeah. But I was going to tell you, I did see a UFO while I was living in Florida.
Oh, no.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that story, did I?
No, and that's why I'm telling you mine real quick, because I want to hear how close it comes to mine, because you were in Florida at the time. It was in the 70s. Mine was in 1980. And when I saw mine, it would have been on the Gulf side, about halfway down the state, just north of Tampa. And it was really interesting because I watched it for almost 20 solid minutes.
Whoa.
Going from one side of the sky to the other, back, forth, disappearing into a pin, you know, pinhead that you couldn't see anymore, coming back. It was just like somebody let loose the kids, you know, the adolescents behind the steering wheel. I mean, they were just doing all kinds of craziness. Whatever it was, I'm not saying that it was UFO from outer space or if it was one of our secret mission type things. I don't know. I just know what I saw. And it hovered over the top of a pine thicket for a good little while. There were at least five cars in front of us and a few behind us. We were all pulled off the side of the road watching it. No sound whatsoever, like you're in a vacuum.
Right.
No breeze, no wind, no crickets, no frogs, no sound.
Deborah, and on that note, we are out of time for the hour, and I appreciate
I'm sorry,
the
thank you.
No, appreciate the call. Gonna, if you don't mind, in the next hour, kind of take you out of your divorce element, which is what you are.
Out of my comfort zone.
And just ask, what would you do if you had to represent so-and-so?
Okay.
That's some of our Morning Maroon nominees. Love to get your opinion on that. Why did I have to look at this Ilhan Omar tweet? Ted Cruz took care of her. Whooped her butt. 353 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Gulf States Mobility has been, they're a member of our 10-year club as a sponsor. And the work they do is so critical to people who have caught that terrible break. We've heard awful stories over the last several days about wrecks and their impact on lives. Some who survive face long-term rehabilitation or reconfiguration of their lives, and the company that steps in and helps accelerate the process of choice restoration is Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Because it can happen that quickly. You're at a light, or you're driving down the road, you're obeying the rules of the road, driving the speed limit, but somebody comes up to an intersection, does not see the red light, or is distracted, and boom, you're in the hospital wondering when you're going to be able to walk without assistance again, and other issues that come up with a situation like that. Gulf States Mobility steps in and, on a very customized basis, helps people restore choices in their lives. Something as simple as being able to manage their own schedule, go where they need to go without having to depend on somebody, become huge things. They sell voice command technology vehicles at Gulf States Mobility with long-term and friendly loan arrangements that have restored that option to people, because so much of recovery from a catastrophic injury happens between the ears, and getting a control and a positive grip on the mental aspect is super critical. And this is where Gulf States Mobility makes a huge difference, and will continue to do so. From their House of Invention at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, their number is 514-6590. And they not only serve folks all over the river region, our wounded warriors coming home, facing, you know, changes in their lives, from Moon Sustained, serving our country, to people all over the southeastern United States. Again, we always suggest, in appreciation of your own mobility, look them up on Facebook and like them, because they do great work at Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch, checking out your afternoon traffic, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We do have one accident to tell you about in the downtown area. It is at South Decatur and High Street, just a couple of blocks off of I-85, so be careful there. If you're on I-85, we don't see any problems for you this afternoon. It's up at a speed limit ride, and the traffic on I-65 is moving along just fine as well. If you're on the boulevard, there's a lot of folks rolling with you, so just watch the traffic around you and be careful around the intersections. The 31s all look great this afternoon. There's no trouble if you're headed in or out of town that way. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as 3 additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor.